This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Listen to this. Rusty says this: suddenly, tears came to my eyes as it hit me. This is the way my Heavenly Father allows me to help Him build His kingdom. I pictured my Heavenly Father at work seeking and saving and transforming the lost, and there I was with my weak hands helping. My Father could do the work by Himself, but He doesn't. He chooses to stoop graciously to allow me to co-labor with Him. Why? For my sake, He wants me to have the privilege of ministering with Him. I want to suggest to you that when you think you're all alone taking a stand for the Lord, you're not. Just like Mikey was not alone pushing the lawnmower, his dad was behind him, and when you stand for the Lord, you have the power of Almighty God standing with you and beside you. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit with you. And I really believe that. You know why you need to believe that? Because it makes standing alone a little easier to know that ultimately you do not stand alone. Let's bring up verse 2 again. This is remarkable to me. But neither he or his officials nor the people themselves paid a bit of attention to the message God gave by Jeremiah the prophet. All I want to say about that verse is this: be careful when you dismiss with a wave of the hand something you read in Scripture. I'm amazed, and I'm talking about people like me who casually say, I don't believe that. I'm not going to follow that. And we dismiss the Word of God with our hands. We dismiss the Word of God with our hearts. And we sometimes find ourselves dismissing the Lord Himself. Dismissing the Lord Himself. I ask for people's Bibles when I conduct a funeral, particularly of an older person. If someone is up in years and I'm asked to conduct their funeral and I know they were a believer, it's not uncommon for me to say, could I have their Bible? And you say, what do you do with it? Well, I go through it and I find verses that are highlighted. I find notes in the margin. I find a place that's starred because I know that that meant something to that person. And so I will use those verses oftentimes, or some of those, at the funeral of the person. Here's what your grandfather marked in his Bible. Here's what your grandmother, here's what your mom marked in her Bible, and I'm going to use that to speak to the family, and it's very powerful to do that. I asked for one man's Bible in Columbus, Ohio, and I just made it to the front cover. I didn't even make it to the Bible. I found what I needed to share. It was something he wrote. There was no author given. Some of you could probably find on the internet for me who said what he wrote in it. But here's what he had written in his Bible. The greatest miracle is that God takes an unholy person out of an unholy world, makes them holy, and puts them back into an unholy world and keeps them holy. Listen to that again. The greatest miracle is that God takes an unholy person out of an unholy world, makes them holy, puts them back into an unholy world, and keeps them holy. That's what standing alone is all about. God has called every man, every woman, every young person in this room sometimes to stand alone for the kingdom of God. And God takes you and He takes me out of an unholy world. You know what He does? He makes us holy because of what Christ did on the cross, not because of us. You don't have any holiness on your own, neither do I. Any righteousness we have, the Bible says, that's applied to us, that's attributed to us, that's imputed to us through what Christ accomplished on the cross, we simply reflect Him. And we're willing to stand alone as a believer in Jesus Christ. Decide today that if need be, I will stand alone this week, knowing that the Lord is with you like a mighty warrior. The Lord is with you like a mighty warrior.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.